This is JIS News. Coming up, Ebola surveillance heightened at Nation Sports. Government begins negotiations to privatize Kingston Container Terminal and number portability a reality by next year. The news in detail after this message.
Call the Ministry of Health toll-free at 1-888-663-5683. Mondays to Fridays, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. for information on chikungunya. That's 1-888-1-LOVE or 1-888-663-5683.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller has instructed that Ebola surveillance at Jamaica's ports of entry be heightened immediately. Mrs. Simpson Miller says this involves an extension of the existing immigration form to document information on countries which persons have visited or will intend to visit. It will also seek to document information on whether these travelers experience symptoms similar to those characterizing Ebola on arrival to Jamaica.
Jamaicans are being encouraged to take action as part of our personal responsibility in this situation. Avoid traveling to Ebola-affected countries and truthfully declare your travel history when arriving and departing the island.
The Prime Minister was speaking at a special meeting at Jamaica House recently on the country's Ebola emergency preparedness and response mechanisms. The government has initiated negotiations with a preferred bidder for the privatization of the Kingston Container Terminal. Minister of Transport, Works and Housing Dr. Omar Davies says Cabinet has approved the appointment of a four-man team to begin negotiations with Terminal Link Consortium, jointly owned by French shipping firm CMA-CGM and China Merchant Marine. The team is led by former Governor of the Bank of Jamaica, Derek Latibadere, and negotiations began on October 14. Dr. Davies says the team will provide an update on the status of negotiations with Terminal Link within a month.
I've given the negotiating team a month to provide me with a definitive statement on progress in their discussions with the representatives of Terminal Link. Should these negotiations lead to a preliminary agreement after that month, which satisfies the criteria laid down by the GOJ, steps will be taken to move towards a final agreement in the shortest time possible.
The Transport Minister was delivering a statement to the House of Representatives earlier this week. Technology Minister Philip Paulwell is assuring that number portability will be in place by May next year. Number portability allows users of mobile and fixed telephones to retain numbers assigned to them if they choose to switch service providers. The government had previously targeted May 2014 to implement number portability. However, this was revised after telecommunications provider Lime indicated that it would not be ready. The other service providers, Digicel and Flo, while stating they had received the necessary approvals and budgets to implement number portability, advised the government that they would not embark on the process unless it is done in full. Speaking at the relaunch of the upgraded Ligony Post Office Internet Cafe recently, Minister Paulwell indicated that Lime is now ready.
In a very short while, those of you who want to join Lime service, you'll be able to freely move by way of portability from one network to Lime because of the further changes that are being contemplated by the end of May next year.
He says the government is determined to meet the new deadline as number portability is important to improving the country's business competitiveness. And the Development Bank of Jamaica, DBJ, has pledged its support for the energy services company ESCO Jamaica project. The project seeks to create the supporting infrastructure for the development of an energy-saving industry that will provide sustainable energy solutions. It is being implemented by the Jamaica Productivity Center, an agency of the Ministry of Labor and Social Security, as an innovative and creative solution for the country to reduce energy costs while maximizing its energy diversification potential. Speaking with JIS News, General Manager of Strategic Services DBJ, Claudine Tracy, said the ESCO Jamaica project aligns with a number of strategies being pursued by the DBJ to create new industries, jobs, and to reduce the cost of energy.
So we remain committed to this project. We remain committed to any project that will reduce energy expenditure and reduce business viability, that will create jobs, that will create public and private efficiencies.
The three-year financing agreement for the ESCO Jamaica project was signed by the European Union and the government of Jamaica in 2012, valued at over 576,000 euros. That was the JIS News. I'm Aroya Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.